Heading a bit north of Argentina now for the story of Gustavo Galindo, who describes his music as a mix of American rock and the Latin landscape of sound. That reflects his identity as a Mexican-American. Galindo's first album was just released this month. Reporter Beto Arcos has the story.
A few years ago, Gustavo Galindo made a demo of 5 songs as a gift to his family. But somehow, the demo landed in the hands of the star-making team at Surco Studios. The team produces Latin rock artists such as Mexico's Café Tacuba and Colombia's Juanes. Galindo says he was stunned to hear from the producers.
The only person that I wanted to work with was Gustavo Santaolalla and Aníbal y Adrián. But that was like a wish that I had just sent out to the universe. And they're the only people that called back. So so it's meant to be.
Y de la noche al amanecer, fantasmas salen sin saber. Por el pasado que fue y iba, con los sueños de la ciudad.
First thing for me that catch my attention was the songwriting. That's the soul of Gustavo Galindo as an artist.
De ser otro adulto infeliz y sin piedad, o aquí en la ciudad.
Adrián Sosa, along with Gustavo Santaolalla and Aníbal Kerpel, produced Galindo's album.
He's an artist that you can put him just with a guitar or with a 60 people orchestra, and there is something that will be always there, which is the songwriting he has, and I think that's his main potential. He's an artist of songs.
The album shows 2 sides of Galindo's songwriting. One is focused on social commentary, as in the song Canción Pal Norte. It's about a young Mexican woman who goes to the U.S. in search of a better life. The other side is more personal. It reflects on the duality of being both Mexican and American. Galindo says it was difficult growing up, not knowing where he belonged.
Because I was never Mexican enough for the Mexicans, and I was never American enough for the Americans, and like the kids that I grew up with. And it was always like, are you Mexican? Are you American? And, you know, when I was younger, I tried to go to the extreme. You know, I was hanging out with my cholo friends down in the barrio in Sacramento.
Galindo says music has helped him define who he is. In the song Chasing Lightning, he sings in Spanish and English, creating one identity, all his own.
Solo quiero ser una estrella que quema en su espacio sideral. México, chasing lightning.
Producer Adrián Sosa says in all his years at Surco Studios, he has never come upon someone like Gustavo Galindo before.
We receive, I would say, I don't know, 100 demos every month. And this was one of, actually, those stories that you can read in magazines. This was a kid that sent a demo, and I actually listened to it.
Entre las montañas te perdí, busqué en todas partes, pero no te encontré.
2 years later, Gustavo Galindo's debut album is out. It's called Entre la Ciudad y el Mar, Between the City and the Sea. And his producers say he has everything going for him. He's talented, he has a unique voice, and he knows how to write songs. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos in Los Angeles.
You can watch a video of Gustavo Galindo at theworld.org. And while you're there, also check out our downloadable podcasts, global hits to geo quizzes, from language to world books, technology, and science. It's all at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.